This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's talk to Oanda financial writer Christian Norman. And in the United States, it is Trader Nick. Good afternoon, guys.
Afternoon, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Good to be back with you.
Yeah, good to have both of you on. Fascinating couple of days. And of course, next week, the big headline is going to be when we hear from the Fed as to whether or not we're going to get an interest rate cut. And of course, today, Nick, we had the latest core PCE numbers, which is the Fed's preferred number in terms of inflation. And it makes interesting reading. I suppose the big question is, how more likely is a rate cut next week because of this data today?
Yeah, Johnny. So when it comes to the PCE number that came in today, came in pretty much in line with expectations, 2.8% year over year to 0.2% month over month. Those were all but expected. So it didn't really cause too much of an initial market reaction. And probabilities, as you mentioned, for rate cuts remain pretty unchanged. That being, they're very much expected next week. Probabilities are hovering around 88%, at least at the time of recording this, based on the FedWatch tool, outlining that the Fed is expected to lower interest rates. We've had a roller coaster leading up to this one. It's probably one of the more interesting meetings that we've had in the last few years, where it's gone back and forth. We went to, you know, we had the very hawkish comments from Jerome Powell, and then sort of the kind of discernment from the Federal Reserve Committee members being a little bit more divided, and now seemingly poised to vote in the direction of rate cuts. Some recent, you know, just Fed drama recently has also been that it is likely expected that Kevin Hassett will be the next Fed chair, who will likely take on a much more dovish stance than the current standing Jerome Powell Fed chair. So we'll see how all that shakes up, but probabilities for this coming December are very likely to cut. But I actually think it's also worth mentioning that we are also very much expecting a cut in January. It's not as locked in, but it is still very likely that you are going to get some cuts. And with a new Fed chair kind of on the horizon, rate cuts next year are very much anticipated at this point.
Christian, what are your thoughts?
Well, as Nick says, the markets are pretty confident we're going to see a rate cut from the Federal Reserve. And as Nick mentioned in a podcast previously, to my memory as well, it's perhaps one of the most contested Fed decisions that I remember. We've gone from having cut in October, we're thinking, okay, another cut will follow in December. And then we've had hawkish comments from Jerome Powell. And I'm writing in my own commentary that rate cuts are not perhaps as nailed on as they once were thought to be. And now we're back where we started almost. So it's quite an interesting thing to see in the markets, especially this run up to Christmas. And as they say, this is dictating a lot of the flows in and out of things like precious metals, crypto, non-yielding assets in general. And of course, the dollar is a little bit all over the place at the moment as well. Like Nick says, that rate cut is looking increasingly likely. We've had some dovish comments from plenty of policymakers at the Federal Reserve in recent memory. So we'll see, of course. But if anything at all, the market doesn't like surprises. But as things stand, very, very likely we're going to get to see that rate cut.
And Nick, Christian mentioned the dollar was a bit all over the place. Where is it at the moment?
So the dollar index itself is trading around 98.97, still underneath that 100 level. We did kind of come up and test that area, now breaking lower. And in fact, actually seen a pretty good sell-off here in anticipation of a few things. I think the combination of rate cuts coming down in December and in January, likely that is moving the needle here for the dollar index, as well as the rising probabilities for that new Fed chair that I mentioned, who is anticipated to be quite dovish. We can see it also in gold. Gold is moving higher here today, up 0.8%. Silver up 3.3%. Silver's kind of stealing the show recently. It's just hit $59 an ounce. For the first time in history. So we are seeing precious metals on the run. We're seeing dollar index softer here recently, in line with these probabilities for rate cuts.
Now, we've also had some jobs data from Canada today, and it was quite a surprising result.
Yes, actually, very, very interesting report. The expectation for unemployment rate in Canada was 7%, 7.0%. We actually saw unemployment rate come down to 6.5%. And from an economic kind of a full economy standpoint, that's a pretty impressive swing in labor statistics. I pulled up some notes on this so that I could fill us all in on this. But basically, in November, a lot of it was part-time work. And the unemployment rate, as I mentioned, dropped down to 6.5%. Employment growth was concentrated among youth aged 15 to 24, adding 50,000 jobs. And there was little change in employment for core-aged people, calling that group the 25 to 54 years of age. And people, as well as people older than that, there was low change in that demographic. But youth getting hired, just specific to where I am, the United States, there's a lot of concern about youth and job dry up in the States. So this is promising, I think, not just for Canada. Actually, it's sort of a promising development that employment is getting added in our northern neighbors. Maybe some of that can make its way down here as well. But overall, final thing on this, in November, employment increased in healthcare and in social assistance pretty substantially, adding 46,000 jobs, as well as accommodation and food services up 14,000. So definitely a healthy sign for Canada and reflected in the dollar CAD. I invite listeners, pull up a chart of USD CAD and you will see what I'm talking about. The dollar is much lower here, down 0.73% against the Canadian dollar at the time of recording that. That is almost, guys, that's a 100 pip move lower in a day on the dollar CAD. That's a pretty big move.
Well, as you say, Nick, it's certainly encouraging for the Canadian economy. And I'm sure someone in the Canadian government somewhere will be keen to take credit in some capacity. But putting that to one side, it's obviously encouraging to see unemployment figures lower than expected. And actually, it puts Canada's unemployment numbers, although it's a little bit on the high side even still, it puts it more within the realms of what we can see in the Eurozone and things like that. So it's good to see it trending in the right direction, that's for sure.
So, Nick, we've already covered the week to come in terms of the decision from the Fed. I think you wanted to add a point or two about the Japanese yen today, which is particularly interesting.
It certainly is. The Bank of Japan seems poised to actually hike interest rates. Now, we know that the prime minister that took the role here recently in Japan is a bit more on the conservative and dovish side of things. However, the Bank of Japan Governor Ueda is speaking on Tuesday and seems more poised in the direction of hiking interest rates at a cautious pace. It's kind of interesting. You have like U.S. Fed officials, even actually Hassett dropping a comment today that they think that they should cut, or he thinks that the Fed should cut interest rates, of course, with the upcoming role change that he likely will get. You know, the cautious rate cut on this side of things, but then on the Bank of Japan side of things, Ueda seems more poised towards hiking interest rates at a cautious tone. It's an interesting dynamic because the carry trade unwind is a worrisome thing for financial markets. We've seen it in Bitcoin dropping 36% in, you know, around the months end of October into November. There was a drop of 36% in crypto. And part of the reason I think a lot of people attribute to that drop is this concern around global liquidity through the Bank of Japan potentially hiking rates as other places cut. That dynamic, that money flow of borrow yen to buy everything else, stocks, government bonds globally, if that trade sort of dries up in any capacity, it threatens risk assets. So it's very much a story for markets at this time. And just to also add on that Tuesday as well, we get ADP numbers dropping tentatively, it says online here, and then also JOLTS job openings. And then just to add, we already talked about it, but just following up, that Wednesday is when we're going to get, of course, the FOMC statement.
And staying with central banks, we're going to hear, I think, Christian, on Monday from some of the members of the Bank of England with that potential rate cut the week after next in the mind. And we're also going to hear from the RBA.
Absolutely, Johnny. We've got the RBA to look forward to next week, who by all accounts we expected to keep rates unchanged. I can't say the same for the Bank of England, albeit in a couple of weeks' time. We do have on Monday, this Monday coming, we've got a speech from Bank of England Taylor and Bank of England Lombardelli as well. So hopefully they're going to shed some light on their current thinking ahead of that all-important Bank of England rate decision. As we sort of on the fast approach to Christmas, I think it's on the 18th of December. So that'll be a Christmas gift for us here in the UK. With that being said, we're a bit sparse on UK data next week. So what I will say in the narrative as it stands is very much leading towards a rate cut of 25 basis points. We've obviously had an inflation reading semi-recently from the UK, which showed that Andrew Bailey, the governor of Bank of England, correctly predicted that inflation had peaked and is now coming down. And on that basis, considering the current economic conditions, the growth of the economy, but also the labour market, the case for a rate cut is growing. And I think that's what the market predicts. It should be noted as well, of course, that last time it was a very narrow vote. I think it was 5-4, which would suggest that it wouldn't take very much at all to vote for a rate cut this time around. If somebody changes their mind or a couple of policymakers change their minds, we're now in rate cut territory. And considering the economic data that we know is true, that is certainly the narrative going into the next couple of weeks. But as I say, hopefully some more light on that will be shed come Monday, December 8th.
Christian, Nick, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll speak to you again next week.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.